Chapter 2. Developing Convictions About Lust and Masturbation. A man will never have a pure heart as long as he equivocates about the sinfulness of lust and/or masturbation. He must decide once and for all that both are wrong in God's eyes. If he is indecisive on this point, he will never have the courage to win the battle that lies before him. His constant waffling will weaken any resolve to do the hard thing. Likewise, the one who is looking for the path of least resistance in life will also lack the determination to fight for a pure life. Purity and godliness do not mean enough to him to warrant the effort. When convicted over his sinful thoughts and actions, he will find ways to excuse, blame shift, or otherwise justify continuing to live in his sin. On the other hand, the believer with a tender conscience is keenly aware of every infraction against the Lord. He recognizes sin for the ugly thing that it is. Immoral deeds, though seemingly insignificant to others, are viewed by him as monstrous crimes against a holy God. The person with a soft heart also remains consistently open to the Holy Spirit's conviction. He is not looking to push the limits of sin to see how much he can get away with, but to avoid it altogether. Sin to him is a poison which must be eradicated at any cost. This man will be able to make the necessary commitment to find victory over sin. The place to begin this journey into purity is to better understand the realm where this great struggle must take place. Heart issue. The first thing which must be understood is that Christianity begins and ends in the heart. That is true because every action a person takes can ultimately be traced back to the heart. It also explains why Satan puts such a premium on influencing, clouding, seducing, and winning people's hearts. The heart is primarily the realm of a person's emotions, feelings, affections, motives, and attitudes. Just as the physical heart pumps life-giving blood throughout the entire physiological being, so too the inner heart of man functions as the nucleus of all that goes on in a person's life. It is the breeding ground for all of one's thinking. Its creator said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts." Mark chapter 7, verse 21. In many ways, a human functions like a computer. The human computer operates with the information that is stored in the hard drive of the heart. The heart could be called the seat of influence for a person's life, the seedbed where ideas are formed, attitudes developed, and out of which thoughts spring forth. It is the essence of man's being. Another good way to illustrate this is to think of a person as a city and the heart as the seat of government. It is within this administrative center that public policy is formed and established. In turn, that policy permeates and directs the affairs of what goes on within that community. The important position the heart occupies within a person can be seen in Scripture. We are told of a tender heart, 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, a proud heart, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16, an unfeeling heart, Psalm 17, verse 10, a broken and contrite heart, Psalm 51, verse 17, a humbled heart, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 26, a broken heart, Psalm 34, verse 18, a wise and discerning heart, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12, a hard heart, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, and a clean heart, Psalm 51, verse 10. People are told to rend their hearts, Joel chapter 2, verse 13, seek God with all their hearts, Psalm 119, verses 2 and 10, and pour out their hearts before Him, Psalm 62, verse 8. We are told of those who deceive their own hearts, James chapter 1, verse 26, backslide in heart, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14, spurn reproof in their hearts, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 12, and regard wickedness in their hearts, Psalm 66, verse 18. It's no wonder, then, that we are admonished to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, King James Version. Surely it is true, the inward thought and the heart of a man are deep, Psalm 64, verse 6.